Alice will be
son
who is the creator of this world.
Who am I?
Whether I am body or mind or soul or part or portion of God. Who am I? Any controller of this whole world. And that is Brahma.
And I am the same thing.
But if we surrender to that Brahma
and we offer ourselves partly to that Brahma, to know what is this world, why suffering is coming. We don't want suffering. We want happiness, but happiness is not coming. This body is not myself. I'm above this body. How should I know? So, he has yoga with Brahma. That is Jnana Yoga. The person who have not attached with these words and worldly things, matters, and not too much have vairagya, and they have some affection to their children, wives and all others. Intimate way between karma, yoga and jnana. They are fit for bhakti yoga. They should know that what is yoga. 1 + 1 becomes 2. Less of less 0 cannot be 1. This is it. There must be anything positive. So two positive things make any useful. So the supreme power of the supreme personality of Godhead plus we, the part and parcel, make you. We see in second chapter that Vasansi Jirnani Yatha Vihaya Namani Grihnati Naro Parani Katha Sarirani Jinyani Sanjati Namana Dehi. He said it to Arjuna, you are so nervous.
But you have given yourself in my presence. So I am giving some knowledge. You should first see that you are telling that I am not going to fight anyone, I am not to kill anyone. In this body, soul and body is not the same. First, I am telling to you the argument, logic, outwardly. And that argument is that if you will not kill anybody, whether they will die or not, we ask Arjun, you are not fighting, you are not. But can you tell that after 100 years, after 200 years, or 500 years, they will be survived? They will not die? Certainly they will. they can die in very at the time of birth, some in homes, some live 10 years, some dies in young age, some dies after 100 years, very fair, rare, 125, most rarely touching 200, what we tell 500 and 100 years. You should see that body is mortal. It has no sense. Always it is like dead. Like garments are empty. But the inner part, the inner, the soul, the part and parcel of God, never dies, never takes birth. You should know that if you are killing anyone, you are hunting their only body, which is already dead. A worldly person, he may try hard to see Atma, that is soul. Anyone cannot touch, he cannot see the soul. He cannot cut any soul. He cannot smell. He cannot wipe the soul by water. He cannot realize by all senses. You try to obey me. I am the controller. I am creator. I am destructor of this world. I am God, G, generator, O, operator, T, you are nothing to worry about me. You should only carry your order, my order. My order is for the mangal,
benefit.
The benefit of the world. If you obey Krishna, then you will be happy. And if you are not obeying, you will not be happy. You should see it. So he is telling to Arjuna. The object of Krishna touching, teaching Gita, that whole world, every living being, every soul, everybody, especially human beings, things they should know that this rotten, this dead body is my, not myself. I am soul, the part of Krishna, and I will never die. I will never take birth. And we should do for Atma, that is for soul, not for this body. The sense gratification is for only this dead body, not for Atma. So we should try to realize Atma and do for knowing and realizing that soul. So then we will otherwise. We should try to understand this. Then we can enter in Gita. What is Yoga? What is Bhakti Yoga? What is Jnana Yoga? जस्यास्ताद कर्मणो लोके मनस ततर्म बंधना तदस्थम कौन्मुखंतेय मुक्त संदशिक्षत। कृष्ण इज टेलिंग टू अर्जुन यू शुड ओबे मी डू ऑल व्हाट यू डू फॉर मी हैविंग नो अटैचमेंट विथ ऑल दिस कर्म आर द फ्रूट ऑफ द कर्म देन द रोप ऑफ attachment will not tie you in the chain of birth and death and suffering and sorrow. In first beginning, you will have not to give up all karma, but you should have yoga with Krishna. do what you do for Krishna, and Krishna will give you happiness, peace of mind, and everything you want. If you want to live very peacefully in this world, Krishna will also. But this karma cannot take him to highest position. That if a man is doing 100 years mundane karma for gratification of his senses, to be happy by their shrines and all kinds of progresses he is doing, only for the gratification of senses and for this body or other bodies, he cannot be happy. In this world, and man is in our country, Indira Gandhi was the Prime Minister, perhaps you know. We know Hitler of Germany. He was so strong and he was a very apartment, I should know. And he has so many bombs, everything, so much powerful army. What became of? He could not take anything from this world. He could not take a small what to tell this body, and what he did, he could not take not only a farthing, pence or anything. He left everything. So we should see that if we are not doing for Krishna, to yoga, karma to connect our karmas and karma fruits to Krishna, that will bring everything. And we cannot take anything from this world week after day. And we don't know where we are going. All is God. We should know that who is wanting happiness, who is wanting not to have suffering. Who is that? This body or soul? So, if you are doing only for this body, which is already dead, and if it is dead, if you keep in home, wasp will come, and so bad a snail will come, will be ill. If you bury it, it will be so small, germs, insects. And if you burn it, it will be turned into ashes. And if you are not burying, then crows and jackals and dogs will take and make stew. This is the last things of this body. Which we are saying that, I am. So, we are doing only for this body if our soul will not be. How we can be happy? Krishna is telling to Arjuna, he was not going to make any fight, he was not going to teach to Arjuna that you should fight and keep all, but on behalf knowledge to hold what? So in first beginning it is called Yog, but Karma Yog. We are bound to do, we are bound to do anything. If you are not doing, you are taking air, this is also a karma. If you are sleeping, this is also a karma. But those who are doing against, this is called vikarma. And when you are doing good things, then it is called karma. But karma are of so many
types.
If you are giving all our karma and come through to the lotus feet of Krishna for being added to Krishna, then it is karma yoga. It will give some good fruit. It will give knowledge, that is jnana yoga. And after jnana yoga, we will reach to bhakti yoga. And thus we will realize our soul and we will realize the whole controller of the whole world. And the Krishna is the supreme personality of Krishna. I want to tell so much in a day, in an hour. Gita cannot be told. I am not Krishna then. I will tell everything in 1 hour. But if you have time, we can elaborately discuss about this. But in a short, in summary, substance and summary, I want to tell that first will come karma yoga, then jnana yoga, and then bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? I want to tell. Krishna has told Arjuna, there are so many kinds of yogis. Karmi yogi first. So the giving of fruits of our karmas and offering it to the personality of God, this is karma yoga. And then jnana yoga comes, when our, by this, our hearts becomes pure. When all the desires for worldly gratifications goes away, our heart becomes pure. By karma yoga it will be. And after that, there are so many jnana yogas. Tapa yoga, hatha yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, meditation, so many kinds of jnana. But amongst them, Krishna is telling that I'm telling you, tapasya vidya ko yogi, jnana objapai, tato vipa, tato vipa. Jnana yogi, asi yogi, tapasya vidya ko yogi, jnana yoga vyatika, karmi bhyascha adhiko yogi, tasmat yogi bhavartuna. You should be yogi. Karmi yoga, karmi yogi is good, but not so good. Jnana yogi are better. also try to be yogi, to connect with Krishna. But in my opinion, yoginam sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shaddhaman jo bhajte maam swame yukta patimata. Krishna is telling himself to Arjuna that you should be yogi, but in all kinds of yogi, karmi yogi, jnana yogi, tapasvi yogi, hatha yogi, you know hatha yogi? Hatha yogis are those who know that sense gratification is not good. We should try to avoid all these things. And by their checking their minds and their indriyas,
senses.
Like, I want to drink water, but I will not drink water. I want to lust, taste, but I will not. This is called hot food. My eyes are wanting to see, I will not see. So, as the heart means, what you know? So, in one, now it is going on heart yoga. I want to taste, but I will not taste. But he cannot stick there.
So, is that normal yoga? Yes. Is the best energy of life form?
Take a piece of earth or any stone and you should fill it in the sky. You will see that it is coming down. After force ends, energy goes away, then it comes to earth. We tell that the law of gravitation. Prithvi, this earth attracts that parts of earth. But can we define, can we explain that if there is a fire, the flame goes up, five it will come. Five earth cannot attach. If we have a balloon full of air and we should keep up, then it goes to a sky. Five it goes to a sky. Their law of gravitation does not act. So the thing is this, the whole will attract his part. The stone is a part and metal is part of earth, so it can attract. But fire is not the part of earth, so it cannot. Air is not part of earth, so it will not attract. Similarly, we should know that we are not part of earth, we are not part of light, air, we are part of only Krishna Godhead, Supreme Personality to Godhead. So until we will reach to Krishna, we will not be happy. This is the truth.
Amen.
If it is some more, it will go to any drain, then it will go to bigger drain, then it will go to river, and it will go again to sea, and from sea, by vapor, it will go to air in the sky, and from in the shape of rain, it will come again. So, so we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we are not meeting to Krishna, we are not going to add ourselves into the Krishna, that is yoga, then we will not be happy. We should know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, that is your soul, you are not any worldly things. And by sense rectification or anything, you will not be happy. Krishna is giving this teaching to hold but the whole universe and each and every I want to tell so many things, but time is not so much. You are so much busy person. I don't want to waste your time. So I am telling in very summary something that how a yogi is, what is called yoga, especially from the yoga. First he has told second chapter as a Bhujya, which means mystery. Then he has told Bhujya Tara. That is Paramatma Yoga. By by mind, they should connect us with the Supreme Personality of God. And His Paramatma is not anywhere clear, so by meditation, having no relation with these words, by meditation. Meditation means mind plus and plus Krishna. Here mind of two kinds. This should be separate pure. Mind is not a soul. So we should try to realize what is soul. And then soul plus here is Paramatma. Like a Sakshi, he is seeing everything. He controls everything. He knows that if he is doing only work and he is want to test it, then his life is not healthy. So he controls everything. And we should add ourselves to Paramatma. This is Paramatma Yoga, second mystery. Already saying that bhakti yoga, that surrender to the cannot do anything. You are helpless to die. You are helpless to face sufferings. You are helpless to be old. You are helpless that your teeth will go away. Your eyes will not act after 100 years. Very rare. So you are mad. All things. If the piece of your milk is here, but your heart is not. So he is telling to us, you are so much left out. You have given everything to me. So I am telling the most sacred thing. I told it, but close years before Krishna. Now I am telling to you, you should realize, and I am telling the most important thing, that manmana bhava madhukarto adiyadi mam namasuru mam eva eshasise satyam pratijani yosime. You are so much beloved to me, and that is why I am telling this very sacred thing to you, most sacred. That is sahaj bhakti yoga. Sahaj means very easy, very easy, very easy. What is Bhakti Yoga? What is Bhakti Yoga? I am getting an instance to understand you, and after this I will finish my class because it will take so much. A sloka can be explained in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, in 1 month. So long explanation, but I am telling you. You should know what is happening. There was a new merit movie. He came from outside of Vrindavan. And she was newly married to any gop. You should tell them what is the meaning of gopi, who are gopi. You have told? Then Krishna is going to call her. She was so beautiful. Especially his beautiful playing on floor was so beautiful. So sweet that an animal can be attracted. What to tell human beings? And especially the woman, the lover of sweetness. And they are so much attracted to beautifulness. So sweet. His eyes are so crooked and so sweet. His moving is so sweet. His singing is so sweet. His talking to others is so sweet. His everything is so sweet that anyone can be attracted to Krishna. He has so many qualities. He's so proud. He's so liberated. He is in this, beyond this world, all kinds of attributes, powers, everything, and all kinds of good qualities are in Krishna. So he is going to cowherd with, playing with Gopal Bhav.
Krishna is so attractive, so
that gopi heard that Krishna is going to his house. And he will go at once. So she was ready to go to see Krishna from windows. Some are peeping Krishna from so beautiful cones, grapes. Some are going to the upper side of a roof. Some are hiding himself, especially new merit and daughters of the gods, and old person, blind persons are also so much wishing to see Krishna. This is a natural thing. If a very beautiful young person will see a very beautiful lady, they will be attracted. Lady will be attracted to this, and why will be attracted? But Krishna is most beautiful. All the creatures, human beings, even animals, peacocks, cucumbers, deers, everyone attracts Krishna by his clothes and by his good appearance. So everyone trying to peep Krishna from very near or very far away, from upside, inside, from here and there, all are ready because that is the time of living. And Krishna is going so that newly married gopis wants to see Krishna. When her mother-in-law and sister-in-law saw that she is going to take Krishna, she at once told him, "Not go, don't go there. There is a ghost and he will catch you. And you will never, you will be mad and you will return to home. So you should not go." But she could not carry his orders. She told them, "Why you are going yourself to see Krishna? Why your daughter is going? Why his father and everyone is going there? And I am the person I should not see. Why I should not see? I will go first." Went to any window and he and he could not be there. He came and he stand. He was standing. She was standing on the door, getting Krishna. Actually, he wants to love me. So he took a cough and he did so that he jumped up and went running towards that gopi. And everyone thought that Krishna is pursuing that cough, that he should not go anywhere else. But he went at once in front of gopi and he took his flute and did like so. And took her heart, his everything, and she was standing there. And Krishna went away. But he stole her heart and everything, his mind and everything. The dust came from his coil. Everything gone. Everyone did. But that gopi, standing in the way and watching in the way, thinks Krishna. Because his mind is gone. Krishna has taken his mind and so everything, and she became like a stone statue. After some time, his mother-in-law came. And forcibly, he took away in the room and told that, and saw that his mind is not here. His mind is anywhere else. So he gave her some card to
Jagat Pachar.
I don't know the word.
Yeah.
But she took a pot in which all seats were there and he began to
charge.
Sorry. then her mother-in-law came. And he saw that his senses had not yet. His senses are very bad health. So he told that, go to well and bring water. He gave one pot here, another pot, and on the head he gave one water, two pot, second pot, third pot, and he gave a rope by which anyone can take water from the well. Perhaps you don't know what is well, here well or not, but in India there are so many. At first there was no, nothing, anything, compound, anything. But from very distant places they come to take water by rope. And some pot, it is called a bucket. She took it all and went to the well. And he kept the pots there. And he also gave his son, mother-in-law, he gave her son to that carry this. And then he will carry all this and his senses will come. So he gave all these things. He kept the pot on the well, and he kept that boy also, who was very little boy. And by nature, she took the rope and made a knot and gave it in the head of that boy. And he thought that it is a bucket. And she was ready to keep it in well to carry water. But all the ladies were come to take water, they told, I don't go so, don't go so. Someone told that a ghost has gone in his body and he has no sense. But someone, those who knew this fact, what is the fact, they told that this is not a ghost, this is not a fool, but this is Nandasu. He has taken his mind, he has taken his heart, he has stolen away his everything. At last she returned, but his senses are always different. This is Sahaja Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Gopi has added her everything, heart, his affection to Krishna. You should be like that. Oh, I cannot. Now it is battlefield. How can I give my mind to you? I cannot. And Krishna said, oh, you feel you cannot. But you can practice bhakti yoga. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasham, saptam, atmanyodha, these are the nine principles of bhakti yoga. You should try to Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. You can hear my pastimes. You can remember me, my pastimes. You should go to my places where I have done these pastimes. These are 9 kinds of systems. Arjuna told that I am unable to do in this battle. What to do? Then he told that you should worship me. Arjuna told me, I cannot worship. And I cannot fight at a time. Then Krishna told that you should do only one namaskar, only one pranam to me. I will take all your birth and deaths and I will make you happy. You should. Can do anything. If we say that, oh Krishna, you are mine. Oh Krishna, I am yours. And doing pranam to Krishna, bow down to Krishna, to Supreme Personality of God. Then Krishna is telling that sarva dharmam pratyajyamam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. This is the best truth. If you cannot do, you should take my shelter and you should give up all things, all kinds of yoga and come under the bhakti yoga. And if you cannot do, first you do karma yoga, then jnana yoga and then bhakti yoga. There are same things, only the parts are there. So, bhakti yoga, we can do anyone. If we are thinking that if you are doing no karma, you are not related to your families, you have to give up your Krishna. All kinds of sin, you should control. I will give up all these things and I will forgive all these things. You take my shelter and I will manage everything how you will. So we should try to connect with Krishna with prema. And we will very soon realize what is Atma, what is God and what we should do. So Krishna is telling that this Krishna, what he is telling, this is a golden plate and he is telling this last manmana bhava and sarvadhanmana prakta is the nectar of the Gita, Ved, Upanishad and Shastra, all holy books. So we should try to know who I am, what should I do, who far atma, so and go for Krishna Godhead. I think that in no time you will be changed, you will feel happiness, all sorrow and suffering will go away by taking, chanting, by Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Now we are finishing and I am now coming here for about 2 hours, in dark silence and hearing. Though I don't know anything, but what I have told, we have heard very patiently from thanking you all, and I think that next time we will.